Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Staying with Libya, let's talk about what's exactly going on in the country right now with the BBC's Pascal Harder. She is in Benghazi. Pascal, can you give us some details about what is going on, not just in Benghazi, but in the entire confrontation between the rebel forces and the pro-Gaddafi forces?
Well, that is a situation which just changes moment to moment. I mean, for the past, nearly 2 weeks, we've had pockets of resistance. The town of Zawiya, just to the west of the capital, Tripoli, putting up a fight against repeated assaults by Colonel Gaddafi's forces. The same can be said of Misrata, 200 kilometers to the east of Tripoli. And those efforts by Colonel Gaddafi have been redoubled, really, over the weekend with much heavier firepower. We're talking heavy artillery, tanks, and helicopter gunships. And now the battle seems to really be for Bin Jawad and Ras Lanuf, where anti-Gaddafi protesters, armed protesters, sometimes armed just with sticks and stones, with weapons they've been able to seize from the regular army, have been trying to push forward from the west, from Benghazi, towards the hometown of Colonel Gaddafi, Sirte, his birthplace, where he is considered to have real tribal loyalty. They want to put that tribal loyalty to the test and see what Libyans really feel after four decades of repression, when they weren't able to speak publicly or even in their homes and express their political opinions.
Well, is there any sign of cracking in the terms of the resolve of either the rebels or the pro-Gaddafi forces?
Well, in Benghazi, we're several hundred kilometers from what you could call the front line, Bin Jawad and Ras Lanuf. However, the hospital here is braced to receive more wounded when the nearer hospital is overflowing and can't hope. But I've just been into the hospital here in Benghazi, and I spoke to a man who had been shot through the heart and his lung and his abdomen, but has miraculously survived. He's an anti-Gaddafi protester, and he said that he would do it all again. And I said to him, really, well, what does your mother say about that? And the doctor said, actually, she was here just yesterday and she's very proud of him. People here who don't want to see Gaddafi keep control of Libya say, all right, they don't have the same weaponry, they don't have the same military power that he does, but what they do have is determination. They want to change this country. Also, to be honest, they recognize that if Colonel Gaddafi were able to seize Benghazi again and much of the east, then they would be in dire straits, because this is a regime which for 40-odd years did not hesitate to liquidate any opposition. And now, having spoken out on international satellite channels, people have really made their case clear, and they would be very afraid if Colonel Gaddafi were to manage to seize this city again.
Well, in the very short time we have left, Pascal Harder, the BBC, could you tell me, have you heard anyone among the rebels there calling for foreign intervention?
They do want foreign intervention of a sort, a no-fly zone, and they do not know why the international community, why countries which have condemned what they call disproportionate force used by Colonel Gaddafi against his people, why those countries are taking so long to create a no-fly zone here. As for troops on the ground, international troops, no, they would not accept that.
All right, that is Pascal Harder from our partner, the BBC. She is in Benghazi right now, giving us an update on the conflict between rebel forces and pro-Gaddafi forces in Libya. Thank you so much.